Is it rolling, Bob?
Okay, just exiting the library. Vancouver Public Library right at the corner of Hastings and Main, and I am so glad I went in there. I can't believe all the time I've lived in Vancouver, I've never once stepped in through those doors. I think I always thought it was for them. And of course it is full of elderly Chinese playing their various board games. And maybe mahjong. Other people in for a very cheap meal, you know, $2.25 lunch, 85 cent bowl of soup, which is wonderful. It was heartwarming. Other people could be doing classes there. And you know, I'm telling you, boys, girls, just walking through those doors may have had an impact on me. Because I see that, and the immediate thought is, these people need help, and if I've got, you know, some time to spare as a volunteer, just to either listen to, talk to, teach, somebody who needs a break, you know, I'd have to find some place in Toronto, I really should volunteer my time to do that. It all seems to suddenly have arisen as an idea, like a bubble out of this visit, and it just makes perfect sense to me now. I don't know if this works in with what Adam Greatrix talks about the future determining the past and so on, that something will happen down the road as a result of me deciding to go through the doors here. It's a heritage building. It's called the Carnegie Library. This eclectic 1903 Victorian building was one of 2,507 public library buildings paid for by the Scottish-American industrialist Andrew Carnegie, the richest person in the world when he retired in 1901. Carnegie believed in the gospel of wealth and gave away 90% of his fortune. This commanding building is faced with Gabriola Island sandstone and features an Ionic corner portico and dome, Romanesque-inspired arched windows, a French mansard roof, and an unusual stained glass window by the spiral staircase, which, by the way, I just checked out and pictured, photographed. Stunning, stunning. Vancouver's main library operated here until 1957, while the top floor housed the Vancouver Museum from 1905 to 1968. In 1980, after a campaign spearheaded by the Downtown East Side Residents Association, this building was saved and converted into the Carnegie Community Center. Now, that is absolutely wonderful, and cheers to the people behind that who said, hey, we need a community center. The people in this area need help because they did the right thing, and what stands is a legacy that's going to help a lot of people. I'm truly touched, blown away, very impressed, and suddenly this aimless, rambling walk to take pictures or do a soundscape has taken on a meaning of its own, as has this trip. Late night, talking to my sons last night. Oh, my God. St. Augustine over a beer. I had the sampler tray of beer. He had a couple of pints that he enjoyed very much. But we got into very, very, very deep talk on family and their lives, my marriage, his mother, his father, which happens to be me and my wife. And it was pretty earth-shaking. Seeing things from a different perspective. I got to step out of the wind here, but you don't dare step into these alleyways because people are shooting up. Anyway, it was a wonderful talk. I had Japanese, and I believe it was the Hashimoto or Kishimoto, I think, on a commercial near 3rd. And it was one of the best Japanese meals I've had in Canada. It was unbelievable. I actually had ebi okonomiyaki, which, you know, shrimp in the big Japanese-style pancake, and it was amazing. It was a full meal on its own, and some sushi before then. Anyway, it's all good. This trip has been the most wonderful, wonderful time on so many levels. The travel, the journey, the friends, the revelations, the insights, the shared conversations, the learning. Yesterday, both my boys climbed to the top of the Stawamus Chief in Squamish. I'm just thrilled that we arranged that so that they could do something together, an event, a landmark in their lives. Stayed up at night till 4 o'clock the night before talking about family matters. The saddest thing about my children is they don't have much family. They got me and my wife, and that was shaky at times. And they got, here we are at the Regent Hotel. I don't think I'm going in. They got me and my wife, and really not much of her family, just a mother and a stepbrother or half-brother. But they never see them. They never hear from them. They're really not part of the family that they can just turn and talk to. And no grandparents. Mine, of course, are dead. No aunts and uncles. They're all dead. Well, a couple. That's all. A few cousins they don't see. So there's no sense of growing up in a big, warm, loving family where everybody knew everybody. And you know, we did a few things. I'm not painting a black picture here. We did a few things together, and we do have family. And when we did have family times, it was good. But I don't know. Lots of family is always the most complicated topic you could ever begin to explore. It's that can of worms. But I guess the good thing, the point I want to make, is that my sons and I are talking. We're open, and we know we're on a right path to more conversations and deeper understandings about identities and things. And that's really what counts, okay? So we're going to be on our way. We're still enjoying the scenes, but man, it's down. It's gone from Chinese to Aboriginal to pubs like the Balmoral, the Regent, and really tough down-and-out places. I gotta tell you, places when we first came out here, it was yahoo! Let's get in there and listen to a live country band like Brian Pickering. And those days are long gone now. Okay, Scarborough Dude, signing off to you from Mean and Hastings, right outside the Regent Hotel. Bye for now. Coffee shop. I don't know what this coffee shop's called. Do you know what it's called?
It's called the Radio Cafe.
The Radio Cafe?
Radio Cafe, yeah.
Okay. And a gentleman over here said, gee, that's a nice tool. He saw me writing some on my iPad. And
yeah,
I said, it's just a fancy modern pencil and paper, you know? I used to write on notebooks. And he listened to my conversation, and I said, that's an interesting guy. And I told him what I wrote down, and I wrote down, it's the individual, each one of us, that's important. And we got talking a little bit, and I said, can I talk to you? Can you tell me your story? And you said, sure. So you want to tell me who you are, a little bit about your story, whatever you want to say?
Well, you know, like, just to say, right, I'm interested in trying to eliminate, like, take over the world, own every business. That's a bit difficult, but possible.
No, that's hard to do.
Man. Yeah, it's hard. It's
but you were saying a lot of people down here considering you losers. You're living down here.
Yeah, it's like it's the same old get up. You feel wise but bad. Yeah. Right? The same old thing, cranky and irritable. Right?
You don't get a good sleep. You don't get good food.
Yeah.
So how did you end up down here?
Oh, you know, just like a slowly lack of care off and on. And taking into someone else's account to think that they know better.
Yeah.
You know, not really fully deciding, knowing whether it is or not. Taking into someone's account that may know better.
Yeah.
And eventually just sort of came out here on false lying pretenses.
Where did you come from? Where were you before?
Oh, that's one thing I don't want to talk about.
Okay. Another province, maybe?
Yeah, another province. I'm not really from here.
That's cool. Yeah, that's all right. That's cool. You got a name? You want to use a name? I use a stage name. I call myself the Scarborough Dude because it's just a cool handle.
Yeah, right.
You got a handle of your own?
Yeah. I don't know. When you say handle, I don't. But,
okay, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, anyways, about what I was thinking, eliminate our money, right?
Mm.
Like, I was thinking, like, okay, if we turn around and focus on the real issue here, the problem, on why we don't get enough as we're supposed to. One could say, and it'd be true, this and that, of something going on that. But, I find that people would get more. Like, I find in today's society that we're either deserves or close to it or we're far gone. Well, I found out, to be honest, in this and that, that we're far gone.
There's a feeling on this street that it's far gone. And to me, it's the government should be doing more to help. It's a health issue. A lot of people here aren't very healthy. They need help. They need some good food. They need just a chance, you know? And they're not getting that. People don't seem to care somehow. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what it strikes me. It's not enough support. What do you think? Maybe people don't want the help. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a number of things, right? It's a number of things. But anyways, back to the thing that I was thinking, right? Like, if I could find a way to eliminate money and get rid of it, like, in the beginning of my plan, I figure, you know, there'd be notice letters, some document, late document commercials late at night, and people would, you know, spend their money, but they would be, you know, they'd be in on it, right?
Yeah.
They'd be the working class, the second class would be given the chance, because as far as I see it, as they can get a lot and lose a lot and still function in society where it's not too much of a problem. They go in debt, they get out of debt, things, you know, this and that. Mm-hmm. But I was seeing, like, if, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm following part of it. I'm not following all of it, because I don't, you know. I'm trying to think what do people need?
Well, you know.
People need down here.
Well, you know, it's like, people are hardcore, right? They're hurting. You know, they think they're not listened to or heard. And then they think that, okay, you know, I didn't really do it. I can think what I can think of, you know, of the creator, and take it on. Like, I think I know it all. Like, I figured it all out, right? But,
okay.
You know, like, it's...
You got anybody to tell that to? Does anybody listen to you?
Well, I haven't really told anybody until now.
Okay. Last words? If there was somebody out there listening, is there something you'd want to just say, hey, I want you to hear this? Any final thought?
I don't know, like, from, I can say something now, but, you know, I can't think of it because I can't remember what it is, but there is something like that.
Yeah, probably is. And sometimes, of course, I put pressure by saying, hey, what's your last thoughts?
Hey,
give me some time, buddy.
Really.
I know, I get
Hey,
you.
Buddy, give me some time.
Well, you know, that's funny, because that's what I was thinking I was enjoying today, just sitting at this table, just having some time.
Yeah.
Didn't have to move. Just sit here. Sunshine's coming down. It's feeling pretty good.
That's
what I wanted to do. Nothing else.
Yeah,
nothing else. Do you know what that means, that statue up there, that carving? Because it's a really nice face, but I don't know what it means.
Well, I was thinking, from what I know of it, right? Is that it's supposed to represent the sun. It's supposed to be the sun.
Okay. Shining down on our children, maybe.
You could say that,
yeah.
I don't know. Probably, but your guess is better than mine.
No, I don't know. But I felt it was kind of a woman spirit, and I felt she cared about the people here. She cares. You know? That's what I thought. How's it going for you? Good? Bad? So-so? No, there's any answer. It's unlimited, the puzzle. But all I'm trying to figure out is what's the meaning of that face behind me there, you know? That one up on the wall right there. Kind of a nice one. Oh, I see a big face there.
Happy face on this side?
No. Hanging up on the wall with all the stars coming out from it. All the limbs sticking out.
It's a space face?
Okay.
That's what people make when they're spaced.
Okay, it's a space face. I like that too. I don't know. This is kind of powerful because it's big, right? It's rugged.
You want
so
a big rock?
No, I don't really want. I usually find my own rocks, so. I don't. Nobody seems all that interested in anybody else's rocks. You know, they mean something to the owner, but not necessarily the guy who's holding. Do you know what the meaning of that face is? Does it have a meaning to it, or
it's kind of like a skull?
Okay, it's a big one.
Imagine the two eyes are here.
Where'd you find him? Hey, you lost your your paper or by the Gordas. All right, well, guys, I gotta go. I'm gonna be on my way. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I'm making me want to leave?
No, it's moving on. But that's kind of you to say that. You know?
That's good.
No, it is.
That's good.
It is.
Well, have a good day, Matt.
Yeah, you too. Everybody's got to have a good day down on the east side, especially when it's sunny.
I got to tell you my joke first before you go, though. Why did the chicken go to the loony store? And I created this one.
Why'd the chicken go to the loony store? And the answer is?
All it had was buck,
okay. Hope you got the answer. All it had was buck, 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 buck. I get it. I get it. You know, it took me a minute to get that. That's how slow I am. All right, we're done. We're cooking. Take care. Hastings, and I've just watched who, I guess one of the names might have been Pigeon Park. Past the Army-Navy now. I went through a section of Canada that you would think was in some futuristic zombie picture. Shame on Canada. It's just people totally abandoned. Completely abandoned. And like, the down in, I mean, these people are in bad shape. I don't know what you're going to do, and I guess maybe the idea is just let them die. I'm sure governments are saying, no, these guys are beyond repair. No easy fix there. Sad, broken lives. And it's just the numbers. Crowded living in this part of this beautiful country with so much wealth everywhere like this as well. Something is out of whack. Something's out of whack. All the brand new condos for $500,000 and up. And then for what it would take to, I don't know, what do? Hostels. You'd like to think clean rooms, meals. Who benefits, who loses, I don't know. I don't want to get at all superficial about this because it's appalling and it's tragic and it's sad. And it just doesn't look like there's any chance or hope that it would ever be fixed. So, all right. Well, oh my God. What a neon sign I have to take a picture of. So, back with you a little later. You might just get bits and pieces on this podcast. Who knows?
Talk about it anymore. It's a Claudine. There was blood in the shadow and blood in the snow. She washed her hands of the whole damn show. Claudine. She shot him once right through the head. She shot him twice right through the chest. Judge ruled it was an accident, Claudine. Accidents will happen. Let's go.
Still continuing my walk, and I just looked in. The place looked kind of intriguing. There were people sitting in the window that looked cool. I thought, oh, I'll just stick my head in and see what they got on tap. They only had four beer on tap, and I'd probably drink all four of them. I'm on the first now. I'm just having a sleeve, as we call it. And I like the term sleeve. I don't know if we use that back in Ontario. Sleeve, just a glass, but a good-sized glass. It looks like a miniature pint, like a three-quarter pint. 12-ounce, maybe, I don't know. 16, maybe, and the pint's 20. I guess that's it. But it's really good. It's a, god damn it, a tree. Cutthroat pale ale. Very clean taste and very refreshing. And it's first, I wasn't even going to have a beer. And well, Yeah, of course I was going to have a beer, but I didn't think I'd ever find the place I wanted. Turned down on quite a few, including the Cambie Hotel, where we probably hatched our plan to hike the Chilkoot way back then, and 74, winter of 75, maybe. And looks like the dive it is. But I've been chatting with people along the walk and reflecting an awful lot on friendship, people. I may have included a little short clip of somebody I talked to in the coffee shop I was at who I was hoping I'd get something real about his situation, who he was, where he came from, how he ended up there, but I think he was a little far gone for that. I think he was a little out there, sadly. A broken mind. You know, some are just broken bodies. They're just strung out on junk. But others have broken minds, and they end up in the same place. But anyway, this is a cozy little spot. It's exactly, oh, how embarrassing it is to say this, but I am exactly where I am meant to be, and I would say there hasn't been a moment since leaving Toronto where I have not been exactly where I've been meant to be. And you think, oh, you big fucking show-off, you think you're all so hip and zen and all that shit. Bullshit. It doesn't mean it's all happy, you know. You can squirm when you're in the place you're supposed to be, but you're supposed to be there regardless. And today is just unfolding in a way that may prove to be very interesting. I'll let you know. But meanwhile, I'm going to finish this beer and either have another or continue my walk. And I think because it's bright and sunny, gosh, eh? Thought that was an obvious answer. Just continue the walk. Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Am I going the right way, for Christ's sake? Yeah, Robson and Camby. Oh, yeah, there's the big BC Stadium. On my way, looking for Beattie Street and, you know, the, what is it, Yorkton, Yorkdale, Yorkville. What's the, something like that, pub drinking area here. Oh, industrial places, they yuppied up and made into bars and restaurants. I'll find it soon enough. Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you that I'm just bebopping all over the city and chatting with anybody I feel like. I walked into the CBC souvenir shop and had a long chat with the sales clerk behind the counter, and it was very enjoyable. And the parting words were great, because I wanted, they had great CBC shirts, but fuck, man, $25 for a t-shirt, oh, come on. I'd rather win it. And anyway, he said the good thing, I asked, I was teasing if they got many tourists, because, you know, what tourists are going to come into a CBC shop? Even though it's probably the best souvenirs you can get of Canada. And he said, listen, anybody can buy a t-shirt with the Canadian flag, and people might think they're American, but if you walk around wearing a CBC t-shirt, they're going to know you're Canadian. And I thought, that was brilliant. What a sales pitch, you know? That's what you're selling. The essence of Canada. So that was just one of the many conversations I've had. I've had another one with some people whose photograph I kept taking time and again, in that the golden pig, or the pig's feet, or the happy pig, the greedy pig, where I had that wonderful beer. I should have had two. What a fool I was to leave just then. What a fool I was, as if I had to be in some place at some time, which I'm thinking I do. Heading over to see Shane B. And I don't want to arrive too early. Don't want to arrive too late. Ha, there's Oh, I shouldn't give the street names. Okay, no more directional clues in case Shane B. prefers to keep his location secret. Yes, indeed. All I can tell you is I'm looking at BC Stadium, that's all. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. And we're going to continue to walk this way. And maybe try and get myself another
check,
beer.
Check.
I think that's not such a tall order.
Keep this very quiet.
That's quite reasonable to me.
Yeah, I'm in a house. There's people around. I'm actually on a deck.
Betcha.
Lying horizontal in a really, really nice reclining lawn chair. This house I'm at is about as close to the good life as you're ever going to get. I mean, stunning. I'm not going to go into any details. Whose it is, where it is, why I'm here, but I'm here. View of the coastal mountains. Water. West Coast scenery at its best. Let's narrow it down. Let's just say the Sunshine Coast. And it's a fine, sunny day. I'm not sure why I'm talking to you now, except if I feel I want to unload a couple of things. And the first one is, I don't know, I
feeling a little uncomfortable with the Scarborough Dude persona right now. Like I think I might have mentioned earlier, he doesn't belong here. And in a way, I think sometimes I use the Scarborough Dude persona to make me feel good about myself. And maybe that's a trick and a lie and maybe not such a good thing to do. I think a lot of this entire trip has been about family. And I reflect now and think I really haven't done a very good job as a parent. And I know it sounds like another one of these sympathy things, you know. Oh, you sure you have? But that's kind of the way I feel. Like, I could have done so much more. I could have been so much better at it. I think I could have given and shown so much more love. And I think that's missing. And I think that's this conflict I'm experiencing now, this Scarborough Dude talking about getting high and getting, you know, getting understanding life and getting in the groove and getting zen and understanding what it means to live in the moment. And then there's this other person who's kind of selfish by nature and self-centered and looks after his own needs and just doesn't give enough to other people, just isn't quite kind enough, just isn't quite generous enough, just isn't loving enough. And I feel bad about that, and rightly so. I don't know what I can do about it now. I really don't. I mean, I'm going to continue. I'm going to go back to Toronto. I'm going to go back and continue to be the Scarborough Dude. And hey, man, that's cool. But I have to do more. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong places. Thought I had more to give you than that, but I think what I have to do is kind of park this and get back into the now, after all. And the now is such a fabulous, beautiful, unbelievable location with the view like you just don't see, except when you're in a very special place. So I'm going to take advantage of my current situation, not dwell too much on all the negative stuff that I'm seen to be dredging up, and let it all, I don't know, let it all churn away, let it all digest itself. Still thinking about what I'm going to say for the PAB jolt. My page of notes gets longer and longer and longer, and I'll find a sentence I think I can hang it on, and then another one, and another thought. And it keeps changing with every day it's changing, because I just really don't know what I can give that's of value, but I do so much want to give something of value. I say this every time. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe I think too much about it. Soon time for some champagne. Recap here. It's Monday morning, end of May 2012, of course. I'm sitting here in the East End of Vancouver, out on a deck on a kind of wet day. The weather has not been spectacular, but most importantly, the 2 days that counted when my boys climbed the Chieftain, or Stowamas Chief in Squamish, while I sat and drank beer at the Hellsound Brewery, the weather was fine, and they were able to get up to the top and cover a couple of the peaks and back down. And then the day we went to the Sunshine Coast, the weather was perfect, absolutely gorgeous. to visit this absolutely wonderful place. So, you know, the days when it's a little drizzly or wet or whatever, I don't worry too much about them. You can still get about and walk around, carry an umbrella if you have to. I'm sitting in the garden of my friend's condo. It's rather nice, very just lush with vegetation, of course, trees. It's beautiful. And I thought it was time to take stock. I'm not going to be able to put any of this together into a podcast until I'm back home, in which case, if you're hearing this, it means I'm home and have assembled a few clips. But I guess I wanted to summarize. This trip has been about family. This has been the essence of this trip to Vancouver. It's not about Vancouver. It is partly, you know, going back and exploring my past, but also sharing it with my two sons. Last night we had another fantastic meal at a restaurant called Hashimoto on Commercial Drive and 3rd. That is absolutely one of the best Japanese restaurants I've been to. I mean, nothing fancy and very reasonably priced, but Japanese chef doing his absolute best to make all the food taste fantastic. And so we've done that twice. But more than that, we're able to sit there and talk and get along and to see my sons in an entirely new light. One of them independent, living out here on his own, and the other getting to hang out with his older brother and get to know him better and vice versa. Pardon the hammering. So that's all been great. I did spend some time with my cousin. I think I referred to him years ago as Cousin Zeke out on the West Coast. And that was very, very precious family time, which is sadly missing in our family, which is just so small and so unextended. And this was a real chance for my sons to meet somebody new who are related and have some very good talks. This is a relative I think very, very highly of. I won't go into all the details now, other than to mention he has over 80 different single malt scotches. That's just a little thumbnail just to give you a clue as to the kind of person he may be. I don't know if that really tells the story. Perhaps not. It's just been, I don't know, it's I've said about family. I guess maybe I'm stumbling here because I don't know how any of this will sound, whether it's, what kind of a weird trip was that, but it's a trip that's counted for an awful lot, and I think I knew that before I went. Some journeys have different missions. Some is discovery of the self. I guess there's been a little bit of that for me, but more it's been expanding, building, strengthening the relationship with both my sons, and indirectly with my wife as well, who sort of almost sent us off on this journey, knowing how important it was. So I've been sending her notes and emails and pictures and things back. Today we're going to eat at my son's restaurant, the Banana Leaf, where he works. And I owe Barnacle Bill a meal. So that takes care of that plan. And got other friends on the North Shore to visit. So it continues to be a wonderful holiday. 2 weeks out here was just about right. Coming up by train was absolutely fabulous. And I guess there's really nothing more to add because I know this is getting very boring. I've got nothing of note. I think today's job is to try and put together my jolt because I just don't want that hanging over my head like last time. And I really don't know where to go with that other than the theme I'm on now, which is how important good communication is beyond the superficial, I suppose. So I'll leave it there. This is just a bit of a patch to stick in with whatever number of podcasts, whether this will be the second or the third on this journey, I don't know. Doesn't much matter, but as I've said before, there's really not much room for the Scarborough Dude out on the West Coast. Funny, eh? Bye for now. Hail, said he, our Lord, he made a man. Hello, 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 hello. From the streets of downtown Eastside, Vancouver. Corner of Cordova and it could be Abbott, Carroll Street. Right across from the Blarney Stone, well-known drunken hole of a bar. Just up from Gastown, I'm looking at Pender. And this has been, I guess, my most interesting favorite part of the trip. I've avoided large parts of Vancouver, and I've just been drawn back again and again to the east side, East Hastings in particular. I've already talked about it a little bit, so I won't go on too much more. Other than to say it's like a magnet. It's just something, if it's the people, it's the streets, it's the strange and sorry characters you meet, and yet it brings out some compassion in me. Makes me want to do something, makes me want to help someone. I'm also reflecting on this jolt, and I keep every day changing, coming up, and now finally I think I can maybe do it with the three lessons I learned in Vancouver. One was about letting go, and that was my son Chuck when I tried to give him the gummy bears. Number two was about accepting people for who they are, and that was when I questioned my best, very good dear friend of a long time, the sanity of her sister. And number three, there's the rub. Just forgot it. I'm sure I had three. Well, I suppose it was more of a thing that happened rather than a lesson. And that was the lady on the bus, the number 8 downtown bus that I sat across from. I'll begin the story now with a disclaimer. Yes, I did take some of a little brownie before stepping out. But that shouldn't have too much bearing on the story. Got on the bus, and it was one of these articulated buses with two chairs facing each other in the middle, right where that's like an accordion join. And there was a lady there loaded up with pairs of boots and two bags and very hard to hang on to them all and not much in the way of teeth. And she just had that look of, oh, she's been poor and she's led a hard life. And I just smiled at her and said, do you mind if I join you? It was a good line. And she just smiled. Yeah, you go right ahead. And kept smiling at me. And I smiled back because I was feeling that way. And she said, what are you doing? Or one of us, we got a conversation going. Her or me, it didn't matter. And she said, I'm just heading downtown to sell some stuff. And I could tell, okay, she needs money. She's got to go down there and unload the crap she's carrying if she can get anybody. And it's going to be hard work and it's going to take all day because she's competing with 100 other people down on Main and Hastings trying to sell stuff to get enough money for a meal or a fix or whatever. So she said, I got DVDs, I'm going to sell them. I sell them 10 for 10 bucks. And she didn't say it like she was driving at me, but it was open enough that I could receive the offer. And I said, She said, yeah, mostly science fiction. I said, well, I'll tell you what, they don't want to buy 10 CDs or DVDs. I said, would you take 5 for $4? And she thought that was a pretty good offer and said, yep. And the first 4 DVDs she hauled out of her bag, I said, yep, I'll take it. Now, I'm going to rhyme them off to you because they're going to be a gift to Adam or Barnacle Bill or Half and Half or whatever. The Fifth Element, Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut, Grindhouse, Planet Terror. Actually, I should keep that one. A 2-disc special edition, if it is. And a final one called Absolute Garbage. I like that the best. Adam gets that for sure. But it was such a happy occasion, and she thanked me. You know, like I'd made her, she was so happy to take that 5 from me, and I was so happy to get these as a gift for friends. And I told her, you know, that made me happy. And she said, well, you made my day. I'm real happy. And she was just delighted, thrilled that she had made a sale so easily. And I got to tell you, it wasn't like charity. I dropped some money into a box because I felt sorry for her. We shared a moment, and it felt so good. And she was just tickled, and I was just tickled. And we just continued to chat and smile at each other. And I can't remember a more pleasant exchange in a very long time. So that's somehow there's a lesson there. Be kind. Be friendly. Be joyful. Smile at people. Talk to people. That's it. So there you go. Listen, if I forget, I got to play this clip back. What is this? Clip number, you know, it's 1,496, just for my memory. Well, now how am I going to remember that number if it's on the audio? Yeah, there's the problem. Anyway, boys, girls, I decided I'd get off the bus a little early. I got to meet Adam at the Grunting Pig, the Great Pig, the Giant Pig, the Greedy Pig, where I was recorded, actually, to you the other day, 307 West Cordova. Adam meeting there at 2. Barnacle Bill may or may not join us. Depends. So hopping off the bus early, just enjoy the walk on this interesting stretch of mankind. I hopped into the old Army and Navy, where I hadn't been for forever, and found a pair of pajamas I'm bad need of for $11.99, and I'm thrilled. The only extra large pair on the rack, and it just made my day. Boys, girls, children, all of you. Assholes, too. I'm talking to the assholes, too. I am one happy dude. Feeling like Scar, but it just takes a little bit of the old brownie to get me back in the groove. And this has been the most wonderful, wonderful goddamn... No, take out the goddamn. Cancel the goddamn, please. Most wonderful, heaven-sent trip I've been on in a long time. So that's all I want to share with you. I hope that's enough. I hope you're happy, and if you're not happy, fuck you. Of course, that's a standard. But I think you knew. I think you will be. I think you get it. If you're still listening to the Scarborough Dude, and thanks, boys and girls, those of you who sent in saying, hey, man, I miss you. Where's the next one? Like Kenneth. Thank you indeed. And boy, oh boy, I got work to do slapping these babies together. But tune in and enjoy. And everything is going to be okay. And if it ain't okay, it ain't over yet. It's all going to be right in the end. And if it ain't good yet, it just ain't the end yet. Bye for now. Background, got some red-winged blackbirds, some sparrows, beautiful geese and ducks. Yeah, that's disgusting. Empty bottles in the place where Peter's ashes were scattered. This is part of Jericho Park area, Kitsilano side of Vancouver. Little pond here, and I guess it was a month or two ago when Barnacle Bill organized a gathering with all the friends who knew Peter to come down here with the urn and spread the ashes around the tree and into this little lagoon here. It's a very peaceful, beautiful spot and a fitting way to say goodbye to a friend. And so it's my first time to visit this, and I thought this would be a fitting place to say goodbye to you from Vancouver. It's an overcast day, but not raining, which is always a bonus in Vancouver. And it's been one hell of a trip. This is Thursday. I'm on a flight out of here tomorrow morning. Friday, June 1st. This is May 30th. And we're doing a last round, stopped by Third Beach and took some pictures and realized why I love Vancouver so much. It's seeing the ships in the harbor coming in from Asia. It's such a beautiful sight, a bunch of ships just sitting there off UBC, off that peninsula, waiting to go under the Lions Gate Bridge and into the harbor to unload ships from Korea, from China, from anywhere. And I guess seeing my last round of goodbyes, Barnacle Bill and I will probably head off to a pub and have a bite to eat and something else. And I want this to sort of close off or whatever the end of my Vancouver stay. It's been wonderful. Last night, my son, no longer Chuck and Jerry, I've changed the names to Frank and Joe. My youngest son, Joe, and I had supper with a couple who I haven't given fake names to yet, Brent and Deb. And Barnacle Bill's found another empty bottle thrown into the bushes here. Alcohol, cleaning up, recycling them. And anyway, it was a farewell, and some other bridges crossed. We had a nice little walk around Suspension Bridge in North Van so my son could see the what it really looks like walking through a rainforest. That beautiful green, the moss growing on everything. Tried to take a few pictures, but it just doesn't quite capture that feeling. And then back there for an absolute excellent, excellent meal, wine and beer, and a little bit of a jay going around with a dessert, some brownies. My son's taking it all in, seeing who his dad's crazy friends are and what it's all about. And I'm sure that gave him an entirely new perspective on, I guess, on me. Maybe on our relationship, me on him. And again, that's really been what this trip has all been about. Reconnecting with old friends and putting aside the Scarborough dude for a while. It's been nice. And on that note, with the birds singing, I think we're just going to sign out and fade away.
Since a place got wrecked, and I just don't care what happens next. looks like freedom, but it feels like death. It's something in between. I guess it's closing time. Since our place got wrecked by the winds of change and the weeds of sex, and it looks like freedom, but it feels like death. It's something in between, I guess. It's closing time. Yeah, we're drinking and we're dancing, but there's nothing really happening, and the place is dead as heaven on a Saturday night. My very close companion gets me falling, gets me laughing. She's 100, but she's wearing something tight. And I lift my glass to the awful truth, which can't reveal to the ears of youth, except to say it isn't worth a damn. And the whole damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. By the boss thrown like these dizzy heights, we're busted in the blinding lights of closing time. The whole damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. But the boss don't like these dizzy heights, we're busted in the blinding lights. Like this, a silent crowd, a hundred kisses, it's glowing.